SBS Radio.
Sa isang paminsang minsay maingay na engkwentro, paulit-ulit na sumabad sa isa't isa si Hillary Clinton at Donald Trump nang maganap ang kauna-unahang debate sa pagkapangulo ng Estados Unidos. Nahirapan ang tagapamagitan na si Lester Holt na mapamahalaan ang mga kandidato na may mga talakayan tungkol sa patakarang pangkalakalan na biglang mapupunta sa usapin ng paglaban sa Islamic State. Inakusahan ni Trump si Clinton ng pagbibigay ng impormasyon sa kaaway sa pamamagitan ng pagbubunyag sa kaniyang website kung paano niya binabalak na matalo ang nasabing grupo.
She's going to raise taxes $1.3 trillion. And look at her website. You know what? It's no different than this. She's telling us how to fight ISIS. Just go to her website. She tells you how to fight ISIS on her website. I don't think General Douglas MacArthur would like that too much.
The next segment, we're continuing
well,
the subject of...
Well, at least I have a plan to fight ISIS.
No, you're telling the enemy everything you want to do.
No, we're not.
See, you're telling the enemy everything you want to do. No wonder you've been fighting ISIS your entire adult life.
The fact checkers, get to work.
Sa pagbubukas ng 90 minutong debate, binanggit ni Clinton ang isyu ng liderato, isang usaping mahalaga sa kampanya.
We're going to have a debate where we are talking about the important issues facing our country. You have to judge us. Who can shoulder the immense, awesome responsibilities of the presidency? Who can put into action the plans that will make your life better? I hope that I will be able to earn your vote on November 8th.
Sinabi ni Trump sa mga manonood na hanggang sa ngayon siya ang pinakamahusay na nababagay upang maging pangulo.
I think my strongest asset, maybe by far, is my temperament. I have a winning temperament. I know how to win. The other day, behind the blue screen, I don't know who you were talking to, Secretary Clinton, but you were totally out of control. I said, there's a person with a temperament that's got a problem.
Binatikos ni Donald Trump si Hillary Clinton kaugnay ng kaniyang mga patakarang pangkalakalan at nagsabing kailangang pigilan ng pamahalaan na manakaw ang mga trabaho mula sa Estados Unidos. Sinabi ni Trump na kinakailangang muling makipag-ayos ang Estados Unidos ukol sa mga kasunduang pangkalakalan. Aniya, ang mga trabaho ay nawawala mula sa Estados Unidos at napupunta sa mga bansang katulad ng Mexico at China at ito aniya ay dapat nang mahinto.
Our jobs are fleeing the country. They're going to Mexico, they're going to many other countries. You look at what China is doing to our country in terms of making our product. They're devaluing their currency and there's nobody in our government to fight them. And we have a very good fight and we have a winning fight because they're using our country as a piggy bank to rebuild China. And many other countries are doing the same thing. So we're losing our good jobs, so many of them.
Gumanti naman si Clinton at inakusahan si Trump sa pagkakaroon ng platformang pang-ekonomiya na nagkakahalaga ng pinakasukdulang pakete ng mga pagbabawas ng buwis para sa mayayaman sa kasaysayan ng Estados Unidos.
And the kind of plan that Donald has put forth would be trickle-down economics all over again. In fact, it would be the most extreme version, the biggest tax cuts for the top percent of the people in this country that we've ever had. I call it trumped up trickle-down, because that's exactly what it would be. That is not how we grow the economy.
Paulit-ulit na sinabi ni Trump na kung siya ang magiging pangulo, ang pandayuhang patakaran ng Estados Unidos ay may isa lamang focus, ang tinawag niyang Making America Safe Again, sa pamamagitan ng pagwasak sa mga Islamikong grupong terorista. Nangako rin siya na wawakasan ang kasunduang nuklear sa Iran, sisingilin ng mga kaalyado ng Estados Unidos para sa anumang tulong na ibibigay sa kanila at naging lubusang kritikal sa patakarang pantanggulan ng bansa. Sinabi ni Clinton na ang kaniyang mga salita ay mapanganib.
Words matter. Words matter when you run for president, and they really matter when you are president. And I want to reassure our allies in Japan and South Korea and elsewhere that we have mutual defense treaties and we will honor them. it is essential that America's word be good. And so I know that this campaign has caused some questioning and some worries on the part of many leaders across the globe.
Sinabi ni Trump na sinusuportahan niya ang lahat ng mga kaalyado ng Estados Unidos, ngunit hindi niya nakasalalay sa Amerika upang mapanatili ang pandaigdigang kapayapaan ng libre.
I want to help all of our allies, but we are losing billions and billions of dollars. We cannot be the policemen of the world. We cannot protect countries all over the world where they're not paying us what we need.
Umaasa ang parehong Trump at Clinton na magamit ang debate upang mabura ang matagal ng mga pagdududa ng mga botante at matugunan ang mga kahinaan ng itinakbo ng kampanya. May natitira pang 2 debate bago dumating ang 8 ng Nobyembre kung kailan ang mga botante ng Amerika ay magpapasya.
SBS
Radio.